This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to feature the raising price of soybean meal. Currently here in Midwest, somewhere's around $440 a ton. If you go to California and the East Coast, it'll even be higher because of transportation costs. So we might ask, well, why is the soybean meal gone up in price? It was at under $300 a ton back in June and July here, and some farmers said, well, we'll just wait before we lock it in. Well, the reason it went up is primarily China is buying lots and lots of soybeans for both their livestock and for human consumption as well. On top of that is the conditions in South America, especially Argentina and southern Brazil, where they are really short on moisture. We think the yield is going to be down, and Argentina has some currency problems as well. Well, we certainly know that protein, such as soybean meal, is really important. Soybean meal drives amino acids, and amino acids are critical for milk protein. Milk protein now is worth over $3 a pound, so certainly we want to market that. It also impacts rumen fermentation, digestibility of fibers, and influences dry matter intake. We might want to ask, well, how much crude protein do lactating cows get? The guidelines for high-producing cows is 15.5 to 16.5 crude protein. And of that crude protein, about 65% is going to be rumen-degradable protein, and we'd like to see half of that as soluble protein. Just remember that number. We'll come back to it here in just a minute. And the other 35% is going to be from rumen-undegraded protein. That is those proteins in the rumen that don't break down to ammonia or amino acids or peptides and can be utilized by the cow. So what are our strategies going to be? Well, the biggest strategy our farmers should have, and that is to run a rumen model. A rumen model literally predicts metabolizable protein, which is the amount of amino acids that are actually going to be available to the cow to be absorbed in the small intestine. And, of course, that is dictated by microbial production. That, of course, is going to be the cheapest way. Once we run out of that, we can then look at buying soybean meal and or some heat-treated soybean meal if we really need to build RUP. We need to run that because it's going to tell you if you have room for more soluble protein. And if you do, then we can add urea. That's another alternative. Urea is a soluble protein, and there are two different types in the marketplace, what I call raw urea, which is not protected. It goes very quickly. And then a slow-release urea product, better opportunity to capture that in the feeding program. Check the economics on that. Certainly, there are alternatives to soybean meal, canola meal from Canada primarily and parts of northern United States, although right now that is not competitively cheaper than soybean meal. Corn distillers grains are, and so if you can get your hands on corn distillers grains, that can be a good deal. Wet brewers, if you're close to where a plant is producing beer, can be a good choice. And then you've got the other seeds, cottonseed meal, sunflower seed, linseed meal, but those usually are not more economical than the soybean itself. So certainly we want to look at grouping cows and determine if there's a chance to determine if we have an opportunity to lower their protein levels, perhaps down in that 13-13.5% range. Finally, look at your milk urea nitrogen. If that number is running over 12, then you're wasting protein or we're not capturing properly. You want to fine-tune your diets. So our take-home message, make sure you realize we have to get amino acids to our dairy cows because we want to produce milk protein, which is very valuable in the marketplace today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
As we speak, the Agriculture Department's mailing out some special survey forms to selected producers.
We're going to have nearly 80,000 producers that we reach out to.
Those forms will ask those farmers how much of what crops they intend to plant this spring. Lance Honig with USDA Statistics Service says the results will be in USDA's upcoming Prospective Plantings Report. Now, of course, last week at the USDA's Outlook Forum, many analysts and economists were tossing out all kinds of educated guesses at what farmers are likely to plant.
We're going to look at things like economics and what might make the most sense, but that doesn't necessarily tell you what farmers are actually intending to do. There's really no other source you can go to other than the producers themselves.
Survey forms should be in farmers' mailboxes here in a couple of days. The data from those will be coming out the end of March. One of the most highly anticipated USDA reports of the year, right, Lance?
I think that's probably safe to say.
I think it is. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The January milk production and cold storage reports had a little fodder for the dairy market bulls. However, some of the milk production data is suspect, according to High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast. He'll talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.